Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 4:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price with you on this really fine-looking Thursday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Let me just go ahead and jump in. I wanted to check out PLS for you, the airport situation and the flight board. And we do this as a basically as a courtesy if you have to pick somebody up out there. You don't have to wait around in the parking lot or so. Here's the latest information that we're going to pass along on some flights scheduled to touch down in this afternoon. Orlando Spirit 1759 touchdown time around 4:57. That's going to be about almost an hour later this afternoon. Also a flight coming up out of Charlotte American 5443 touchdown 6:31. Now close to 8 o'clock on that flight. Another silver flight. It's flight 60 out of Orlando. 7:10 touchdown now has been delayed until 7:45. And as I always say, go to the air carrier themselves, give them a call, text them, and find out what the current status is on the flight that you're concerned about.
And one of our top stories here nationally, President Trump ordering reciprocal tariffs. We've been hearing a lot about that. He said the latest tariffs will change will charge countries what they charge the U.S. Simple as that. Trump added that value-added tax systems used by other countries will be considered tariffs, and the president said prices for some items could go up, but will ultimately come down. Commerce Secretary nominee Howard Lutnick said the tariffs could go into effect by the beginning of April.
Okay, Fox ending up this afternoon despite a new tariff announcement that Austin was just mentioning from the White House. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages ending higher as markets shrugged off a hot producer price index report after President Trump rolled out his reciprocal tariffs plan. Another inflation reading coming in stronger than expected. Wholesale prices rose by 0.4% in January on a monthly basis, and PPI advanced 3.5% annually. All of the 11 S&P 500 sectors finished higher, and shares of Meta Platforms rose nearly 0.5%, with the social media company notching its 19th straight session of gains. The Dow winners, Apple, Home Depot and Sherwin-Williams, the Dow decliners, Boeing, Merck, and 3M. The Dow rising 343 points, the Nasdaq higher by 296, S&P 500 up 63. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And RFK Jr. is the new head of the Department of Health and Human Services. He was sworn in earlier this afternoon in the Oval Office as Trump watched on. The Senate voted 52-48 to make him the next health secretary, and Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell was the only Republican to vote against him. Democrats pointed to past comments made by Kennedy Jr. related to his criticism of vaccines as their main reason to not support him previously.
Okay, the Naval Aviation Museum comes alive early tomorrow morning. It is morning at the museum, and they're featuring the film on the giant screen, Butterfly Journey. You could explore the high-tech world through the eyes of a butterfly. Doors opening up 9 o'clock on board NAS Pensacola tomorrow morning. Senate holding hearings today on the U.S. Agency of International Development. Mike Emanuel is in Washington.
At a Senate hearing, Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford highlighted what he sees as ridiculous spending by USAID.
USAID funded fisheries in Algeria, where they literally built a fish farm in the middle of the desert among a people that don't eat fish.
USAID has become a target as the Trump administration searches for wasteful spending. New Jersey Democrat Senator Andy Kim, who once worked for USAID, said its work used to have strong bipartisan backing.
There's a reason why USAID is in the Ronald Reagan building. It's because Ronald Reagan himself was a strong supporter of USAID and foreign assistance.
In Washington, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Alrighty, just about 4:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at GeneratorSource.com. Let's see. We had a caller letting us know about this earlier, and it's still causing some pretty heavy backups at this time. Highway 90, if you are traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, we do have some closures there, and you're being redirected onto Old Baghdad Road. Road, so there's a pretty heavy wave of congestion in that area. Also have some on 9 Mile. If you are traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, there was an accident reported there causing a pretty hefty wave of congestion. And then where Michigan Avenue meets Mobile Highway, we typically have issues over there, and today is no exception. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 64 degrees currently, not nearly as bad as it's been the past couple days. Tonight's low is 46. Tomorrow it's going to be a high of 66, low of 60.
416 News Radio 92.3. Just make your plans for Saturday's Milton Mardi Gras Parade. That'll be a fun event, of course. I look for News Radio 92.3 in that parade. Your weather, warm, cloudy, breezy. Going to be a nice day for the parade. If you're planning on keeping any outdoor plans, go ahead and keep them. Weather's looking pretty darn nice. And, of course, Austin will have the latest forecast for us in just a minute. President Trump is announcing today plans to slap wide-ranging tariffs to match what other countries are charging for U.S. imports. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The president says to ensure the U.S. is treated fairly by trading partners, friends and foes alike, he'll impose reciprocal tariffs on imports to mirror what U.S. producers are charged to ship their goods overseas.
No more, no less. In other words, they charge us a tax or tariff, and we charge them the exact same tax or tariff. Very simple.
Asked if consumers could face higher prices, President Trump says not necessarily.
But I'll tell you what will go up is jobs. The jobs will go up tremendously.
President Trump has already increased tariffs on steel and aluminum imports and says he plans to impose tariffs on cars, pharmaceuticals, and computer chips. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And the Russian government says Ukraine will be involved in peace talks to end the war between the two countries, but there will be a separate line of communication between the U.S. and Russia. A spokesman for the Kremlin said it could take a few months to set up a meeting between Trump and Vladimir Putin. He signaled such a meeting might take place in the Saudi Arabian capital of Riyadh. This comes after U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told allies the administration doesn't support NATO membership for Ukraine and a return to the country's pre-war borders is unlikely.
Okay, let me wrap around this and bring it back locally. Escambia Commissioners considering repealing its resign to run ordinance. Now, the directive requires county employees to resign or take a leave of absence before running for a seat on the commission. Now, District 4 Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, she's arguing the rule discourages qualified candidates who cannot afford to leave their jobs. Well, the board's going to vote on scheduling a public hearing at its next meeting. Now, if approved, the hearings will take place on March the 6th.
And Governor Ron DeSantis wants to protect what he calls the right to vote. He announced the Boater Freedom Initiative yesterday. It would prevent local bans on vessels based on fuel type. It would also repeal the FWC's authority to conduct random vessel safety inspections without probable cause. The initiative also directs the FWC to create a 5-year safety inspection decal program linked to vessel registration.
Okay, 418 News Radio 92.3, building and economic develop. A couple of key topics as a really roll this out. Pensacola getting a new extended stay hotel. Live Away Suites is building a 4-story hotel. This is going to be behind the Hampton Inn Suites right here at the corner of Creighton and Plantation Roads. It's one of the few new hotels planned for the area. Live Away Suites is in the process of operating 5 other hotels in Florida. The Pensacola location will be its only property in Northwest Florida if the development, of course, is approved by Escambia County.
And the Sunshine State, looking back on a successful year for tourism, the office of Governor Ron DeSantis released a report yesterday highlighting how Florida saw a record number of visitors in 2024. Nearly 143 million people traveled to the state last year, with a majority of guests coming from other parts of the U.S. The latest number was roughly 2 million higher than the previous record set in 2023.
Okay, this might be a little misleading as starting off, but you'll get my gist as I move through this story. Outdoor right. Bathroom costs are soaring.
Ooh,
might have you concerned about saying, well, okay, you got my attention here. Mayor Reeves is looking at alternative options after a round of bids to install the 3 outdoor restrooms. They call them, of course, the Portland Loos, came in way over the city's allotted budget. City installed those, the Loo, I just got those, it's only the first, it's the first Portland Loo. It's over at Bruce Beach for less than half of what currently is being quoted. Big hit here. The issue here, another delay to getting the outdoor restrooms installed at Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza, the Blake Dole Skate Park, and Museum Plaza behind the Pensacola Museum of History.
All right.
They need those bathrooms out there.
Yeah. Absolutely, they do.
But the cost, if you break down the cost, Austin, astronomical. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, the inflation on urinal cakes is unprecedented. 420 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, if you are a YouTube TV enjoyer like myself, you may realize that in the headlines right now, there's some channels at risk. Which ones are at risk and why? We'll get to that shortly.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2020.
Join Dawn and Dr. Bouchard from Ashnu Novant Health 65 Plus Tuesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel, where they'll be discussing the importance of annual visits with the Ashnu Novant Health 65 Plus care model. Tune in to call or text your questions at 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. And let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
We'll discover in the arms of
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. What is that?
That is the Partridge Family, my friend.
Oh, my God. No, that's what I don't know about. Oh, Danny Partridge.
I love that song. Did you mean David Partridge, or was Danny the dad?
Danny was the guy on the 70s show. Danny was the little guy, the smart redheaded. Little guy. Not the little guy, but the middle guy.
Gotcha.
Danny. But then it was David, Danny, and whatever his name was.
I can't remember.
Yeah, too far.
The only one I remember the name of is David.
I didn't pick Cassidy. Up David Cassidy's voice at all.
I thought that was him.
Oh, that was. No. It was. I just didn't catch it.
Oh.
All right. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, trying to save the world's problems here.
Yes.
Mortgage rates. Thinking about maybe buying that house or selling the house. They continue to rise above the 7% level today. Home buyers and home sellers watching those numbers. Here they are for you. Mortgage News Daily. Average rate, 30-year fixed rate mortgage, 7.13%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.50%. There has been another car driving into a crowd type story to talk about.
Really?
24-year-old man arrested after allegedly driving a car into a crowd of people. Happened in Germany today, leaving dozens of people injured. Alex Hogan has more from London.
28 people are wounded, including children, after one man allegedly drove a car into a crowd of people around 10:30 this morning in Munich, Germany. Law enforcement secured the road, which was scattered with bloody clothes, shoes, a stroller, and the damaged Mini Cooper that the man allegedly drove into the group of people. According to the Interior Minister, the man, an Afghan asylum seeker, was known to police after a drug and theft incident. This is just the latest in a series of attacks stirring heated debates over migration ahead of the country's election later this month. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz quickly condemned today's violence, saying Germany will send a clear message and send him back to Afghanistan. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
All righty, 427 here. We'll get you another very quick check of the roads and weather, brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Looking at the roads here, we just have some congestion in our usual areas. However, two spots are standing out right now. If you are traveling westbound on 9 Mile towards Pine Forest Road, we did have an accident there that's causing some issues. Same thing if you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90 passing Avalon Boulevard. There's some congestion there. Traffic was being redirected to Old Baghdad Road. However, that congestion appears to be lessening, so hopefully that will clear out. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 66, low of 60.
428 News Radio 92.3. Did you ever expect to see the day where there was a Kennedy and the Republican under the Republican umbrella?
Times are changing.
Really. By the way, the Senate has confirmed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
The Kennedy nomination was on the ropes a few weeks ago. Several GOP senators opposed him privately, but the White House worked to persuade Republicans to support Kennedy. Democrats opposed RFK Jr. because of his positions on vaccines. They also doubted his knowledge of Medicare and Medicaid when asked about the programs during his confirmation hearings. Former Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was the only GOP nay on Kennedy. In a statement, McConnell said Kennedy, quote, failed to prove he is the best possible person to lead America's largest health agency. McConnell has now opposed three Trump nominees: Kennedy, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard.
And I mentioned this before the break. Channels like CBS, Comedy Central, and MTV, owned by Paramount Global, will soon disappear from YouTube TV unless the companies reach a contract renewal. YouTube TV is owned by Alphabet, and it said it's working hard to reach a fair agreement but hasn't sealed it yet. The channels will vanish from the platform tonight if they don't reach a deal. YouTube TV said in a statement that it values Paramount as a partner and would like to keep their channels online.
Okay, something went terribly wrong in the Mediterranean. No injuries are reported aboard a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier following a collision with another vessel in the Mediterranean Sea. Eben Brown has the story.
The U.S. Navy says nobody was hurt, nor was there any substantial damage or flooding aboard the USS Harry S. Truman, a Nimitz-class nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, which reportedly collided with a merchant vessel off the coast of Egypt in the Mediterranean. A Navy spokesperson says the Truman is unaffected and never lost propulsion. The details of the incident are not being publicized. This comes 2 months after two fighter pilots from the Truman had to be rescued after ejecting from their F/A-18 Hornet in an incident labeled as a friendly fire mishap. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, well, we're talking about fighter squadrons and fighter jets. The 60th Fighter Squadron over there out of Eglin will be conducting the last night flying ops Tonight's it. Pilots will be conducting those night flying operations between 6 and 8 p.m. this evening. Don't forget, Pensacon returning to the Bay Center this weekend, along with 40,000 of your closest friends. See a lot of very unique-looking people over the next 38 to 48 hours around Pensacola. Smile! Welcome to town.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump signing an executive order today as he plans to roll out tariff rates that match the import taxes that other countries charge. The president also rejecting the concerns of critics who say more tariffs will lead to higher prices.
Not necessarily, but I'll tell you what will go up is jobs.
Reciprocal tariffs were one of Mr. Trump's campaign pledges. Los Angeles's bird-scarred areas are at risk of mudslides as heavy, relentless rain soaks Southern California.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says evacuation orders and warnings in some communities impacted by the Palisades and Eaton fires went into effect this morning.
We expect these heavy rains to last through Friday morning.
Noting crews have set up concrete barriers and sandbags to stop mud flows, and the fire department has pre-positioned search and rescue teams.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin in Los Angeles. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump today signing a presidential memorandum laying out his plan to impose reciprocal tariffs on foreign nations. The president says that under the plan, the U.S. will treat other countries' non-tariff policies as unfair trade practices that warrant tariffs. The Commerce Secretary says they expect studies to be completed to determine each country's level by April 1st. Shares of AppLovin soared 30% higher today after the company reported a fourth-quarter earnings beat. After analysts raised their price targets, shares surpassed the $500 mark for the first time ever. The ad tech company says that it was divesting with its app businesses. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining more than 340, the S&P 500 gained 63, and the Nasdaq grew by almost 300 points. Crude oil futures for March are above 71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi. Tune in every week for TGL matches. If everything went right for the Jets next year with Aaron Rodgers, they are at best the wild card team. Darren Mooji and Aaron Glenn made it clear that they are in control, and you have to do it their way. And I'm more than fine with them ripping off the Aaron Rodgers Band-Aid, and ultimately Mooji and Glenn's future will come down to finding a quarterback, and if they don't do that, well, then they'll be looking for new jobs 3 years from now. I'm Zach Gelb.
Welcome to TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league, live on ESPN and ESPN Plus. It's 2 hours of hammer dropping, overtime forcing, playoffs on the line, golf, Tiger, Rory, and more of the best from the PGA Tour split into 16. Learn more at TGLGolf.com. Tune in every week for TGL matches. Keep up, it's golf.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Your life. Your goals. Your legacy. With a dedicated Fidelity advisor, it's all part of a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Visit Fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Broker Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour down in the rinse shade.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now, Smokey Robinson. You know, I had the pleasure in my Young Buck days of doing off-Broadway, and I played in the production of A Tribute to Marvin Gaye. I played the role of Dick Clark off-Broadway, but during that production, I also played the voice of Smokey Robinson offstage. What a great talent, what a great song. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, going overboard today with good music. Hey, listen, another brutal road week in store for the good guys. It's Pensacola traveling up to Birmingham. The Flyers, by the way, next time you'll see them, they'll be playing Evansville. Three-game series beginning Friday, February 21st. The Friday-Saturday game, puck drop 7:05. The Sunday game, 4:05. So might want to file that around there. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun making comments and jesting about Aaron Rodgers and his LSD days out in the desert and stuff like that. Might have caught up with him here. You know, here it is. The Aaron Rodgers era in New York already coming to an end. What, two seasons? Three seasons? How many?
Two.
Okay. Joe Morgan has the details.
The Jets announced Thursday that they will move on from Rodgers after just two seasons and no playoff appearances. In a joint statement, head coach Aaron Glenn and general manager Darren Mooji said in part, quote, "Last week we met with Aaron and shared that our intention was to move in a different direction at quarterback." The four-time MVP arrived in New York prior to the 2023 season after 18 years with the Packers as the Jets looked to snap a lengthy playoff drought. But just four snaps into the season, Rodgers tore his Achilles, and while he returned from injury and started every game in 2024, the offense struggled to find consistency as head coach Robert Saleh and GM Joe Douglas were fired midway through the year. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, I know this is a conversation that comes up all the time, and it's an easy one for people like you and me, Chris, to have. People that are on the outside looking in. But I'm going to say it anyway. Aaron Rodgers needs to retire. He's old. It was already a waste of time going to the Jets. He wasn't going to make them a winner. He had an injury. He's already kind of a cranky diva type, not easy to please, or at least that's how he's been consistently painted out. He just needs to walk off. His legacy's solidified. He's not going to win another ring. He just needs to call it quits.
And he's going to go into the history books with the Green Bay Packers.
Right. He's gonna retire a Packer anyway. Yeah, right, so right, that's right. And that's one reason why I say his time with the Jets was a waste of time.
Do you think he's going to do what Tom Brady did with New England, go up there, sign a contract for 10 seconds and say he was with them or something?
That's how they typically do it. Yeah. I think Emmitt Smith did that because he was with, of course, with the Cowboys.
Right,
then he
goes
to the Cardinals for half an hour.
Right.
And then he ends up, he retires a Cowboy. Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, the Philadelphia Eagles making a young fan's day after their Super Bowl victory. Jared Max has a great story for you.
After he caught a touchdown pass in the Eagles' Super Bowl 59 win Sunday, wide receiver A.J. Brown's thoughts were on the city of Philadelphia, recovering from a recent plane crash in the northeast section of the city.
We did it for you. I know a tragedy just happened. My heart goes out to the ones that lost their lives, and I'll be making a special appearance to someone real special soon when I get back. you know, with some hardware.
Eagles wide receiver A.J. Brown brought the hardware, the Vince Lombardi Trophy, to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia Wednesday to surprise a 10-year-old Eagles fan who had been severely injured by the January 10th plane crash. Andre Howard took metal debris to the head and needed brain surgery after he had dove to protect his sister at the time of the crash. Andre posed for photos with A.J. Brown and the Lombardi Trophy and got to speak to Eagles running back Saquon Barkley over the phone. Jared Max, Fox News.
That was special.
It absolutely was. Wow. The Eagles get a bad rap, and I've played into it when it comes to like some of their rowdy adult fans that you see in the streets of Philly. But I think I've stressed pretty well that I really don't have any quarrels with the team itself. And yeah, that's a very wholesome moment there with AJ.
It really was. Hey, listen, temperatures are going to be dropping somewhat in the next few days.
I know. I can't wait.
Put the smile away. Just what I'm going to is a very positive story that is against the cold weather. Florida's manatees face dangerous conditions when those temperatures drop, developing cold stress, potentially deadly conditions for those beautiful animals. To help, the Gulfarium over in Fort Walton Beach has opened Manatee Cove. It's a new habitat designed to provide long-term care for rescued manatees. This is a good thing. It is the first facility in the Florida Panhandle to house rescued manatees requiring extended care. Manatee Cove, of course, open to the public.
All righty. And wanted to touch on this very quickly here because there's not too many games to get into. Tonight we've got two ranked men's basketball teams playing. At 7:30, we got number 25 Maryland traveling to Nebraska. And at 8, we got number 14 Memphis traveling to South Florida. You can see the Bulls try to pull off the home upset there on ESPN2. And also in the NBA, we got a few games on tonight, but one is on TNT, True TV, and Max. It is the Thunder at Timberwolves at 7:30. The Thunder, behind Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's averaging over 32 points a game, are 44-9 on the year. They're the best team in the Western Conference and best in the league. Single-digit losses this season. 44-9, the only team with a record with under 10 losses. They travel to the 30-25 Minnesota. So maybe we can see another home upset there.
Okay, NBA rumbling saying Seattle is going to get the new expansion franchise.
If that is so, that is the move that should happen.
Well, the reason being, and I was going to expand on this, is because in the early days before they moved to OKC, the Sonics would have a great rivalry with Portland, just a few miles down the 5 freeway,
right,
between Portland and Seattle. Well, it was great marketing, great rivalry, a great thing for both communities. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to bring, and which is, I'm getting the rumors from the NBA folks, that Seattle will be installed as the next NBA franchise. Mm. So I think that's pretty interesting. And there's also rumor through the NBA, Tampa Bay is up for a franchise because they want to develop the I-4 freeway with the Magic in Orlando and Tampa Bay to develop that rivalry. So it's a lot of marketing behind the scenes, but look for the NBA to make some announcements in the next few months about these two cities.
Yeah, you'll hear people tell you that Seattle especially is such a big city to really profit on as a professional sports league. And yeah, especially back in like the mid to late 70s when the Sonics and Blazers were both good. Yeah, that very much relevant. All righty, let me touch on this as well, kind of moving off of the sports scene here. House Democrats urging President Trump to bring down rising egg prices. A group of nearly 30 Democrats who are members of the Congressional Dads Caucus wrote a letter to Trump saying, quote, "Eggs are a basic necessity for families in our districts, and the financial burden caused by these surging prices must be resolved," unquote. Trump promised on the campaign trail to bring down grocery prices on day one.
You know, I'm getting text here from a few listeners wanting to know if we know anything about the JCPenney store closing. I got some good news for you.
Mm-hmm.
JCPenney plans to close stores nationwide throughout this year. Officials over at the University Town Plaza telling us and confirming the closures do not include the Pensacola store. So JCPenney still active, doing very well over here in University Town Plaza. The retailer, by the way, closing 200 locations in the 5 years since they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Wow. Pensacola saved. There you go.
Okay.
Nice, positive story to pass on to you.
And let's see if I can add to it, with it being just about 4:45 here. We'll get you another quick check of your traffic and weather together. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, we still have some backups on Highway 90, not near Avalon Boulevard, though. Rather, they're in front of the Walmart Supercenter. Just be on the lookout for that. Worst looking spot right now, though, that you wouldn't normally expect this hour is going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. We've got some backups in that area from an accident reported earlier this hour. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 66, low of 60.
Okay, once again, if you're thinking about doing the Milton Mardi Gras Parade on Saturday, do it. The weather looks exactly the way you want it to look, like this. A warm, breezy, cloudy, but it's going to be real nice parade time temperatures over in Milton. I'm looking forward to that. Course, look for News Radio 92.3 and Cat Country 98.7 in the parades. We always have a fun time up there.
Yeah, Chris and I will be walking in it.
Yeah, I love it, man.
Handing out bags.
Well, you know, I like having the ability, because I don't know about you, when you walk in these parades, right, you get a lot of questions. People ask a lot of questions about the station or the stations or what's going on, you know. And it gives you face-to-face connection with folks, and I like that a whole lot. Okay, ready? TMZ Breaking News Minute is on the air.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. Real Housewives star Teddy Mollenkamp is moving forward with her divorce from Edwin Arroyo despite a shocking diagnosis: numerous tumors found on her brain. Edwin and their three children have since visited Teddy in the hospital, clearly prioritizing her health above all. The Village People's Victor Willis says Jim Jeffries apologized for suggesting that the YMCA is about gay sex, although Jim denies apologizing. Willis admits the song has a double meaning, but insists only 10% of their fan base is gay. Willis threatened to file a lawsuit if Jim didn't retract his statements. Britney Spears' former Beverly Hills mansion is now on the market for $7.9 million. The six-bedroom estate features a soundproof studio, saltwater pool, and murals by Maria Trimbell. I'm Wild, and that was the TMZ Minute.
Wow. And now you know.
Yes, and here's something interesting to know as well. A kayaker is alive after a humpback whale swallowed him whole. And it was all caught on camera.
You're kidding me.
Adrian Simancas was kayaking in the waters off Chilean Patagonia over the weekend with his dad when the whale swallowed him before spitting him out. He said that he thought the whale approached him out of curiosity or to try to communicate. Yeah, man, that's not what he was doing.
Jeez and peach.
Curiosity, you'll hear animals do that, but they're most likely not going to come up and be your friend, man.
That whale probably just said, I don't want this thing in my mouth.
Yeah, maybe. Well, and that's the thing. It probably wasn't malicious intent. Probably thought it was food and then realized when it wasn't, ew.
All right. a sign of things trending in the right direction between Israel and Hamas. Yes, there is a bright light at the end of this tunnel, hopefully. Greg Palcott reports from Tel Aviv.
The complaint of Hamas was that not enough humanitarian aid was getting into the battered Gaza Strip. More help was secured and Hamas recommitted, including to the next release of three hostages on Saturday, Israel essentially backing the process as well. The IDF had remobilized its troops inside and around Gaza. Those soldiers remain ready in case there are any slip-ups. As for the demand from President Trump that all dozens of hostages should be released on Saturday, in fact, in the fine print, Trump was pretty much deferring to Israel. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is set to arrive here Saturday, his reported aim to move the peace process forward. In Tel Aviv, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
And the House Democratic leader says Republicans walked away from spending talks. New York lawmaker Hakeem Jeffries said GOP leaders in the House ended discussions about preventing a government shutdown. He said, quote, House Republicans have made a decision to walk away from the Four Corners discussions that involved House Democrats, Senate Democrats, and Senate Republicans related to funding the government in a manner that meets the needs of the American people.
Okay, Canada getting pretty serious about migrant gangs and illegal drugs at the U.S. northern border. Molly has more from Ontario.
The memorandum has been published. A cooperation signed by Interpol in Washington and their counterparts in Canada, specifically to work together to go after the Venezuelan gang Trendyaragua. That is just one of the reasons why the new fentanyl czar appointed here in Canada has such a tough job. He's got to wrangle all of these efforts together to work with his American counterparts and also avert a trade war. There are Black Hawks and a huge outlier of manpower, surveillance equipment. The appointment of Kevin Brousseau as Canada's first ever fentanyl czar just part of a much broader show of force aiming to appease the American president's demands to address drug trafficking and security on the U.S.-Canadian border or face steep tariffs.
And Wall Street closing with stocks lower. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 342 points to 44,711. The S&P 500 gained 63 points to 61,15. And the NASDAQ gained 295 points to 19,945.
It's amazing what President Trump can do when he says, if those hostages are not out by Saturday, all hell is going to break loose. Those are pretty strong words. And obviously, yes, somebody is listening. Hamas in the Gaza Strip, once again, agreeing to release those hostages to Israel as per their ceasefire agreement. Eben Brown has the story.
Hamas now tells Israeli officials they will release three more hostages from captivity this Saturday, as originally outlined in the first phase of the negotiated ceasefire. The terror syndicate in Gaza had earlier this week tried claiming Israel had broken the agreement, making claims about Israel not delivering aid items. Israel ordered its military back to readiness, but Hamas had taken sharp criticism, even from its usual defenders, about the visibly bad condition of three men released last weekend. Hamas's threat of delay drew condemnation from President Trump, who vocally supported Israel if it decided to resume combat. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, earlier this hour, we were talking about JCPenney closures. Well, that's not the only establishment doing some downsizing. We got details on... What's up, Chris?
But they're not, it's not here.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not here.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, we already knew that. But we've got another establishment that's doing some closures. We'll get details on who that is and how many stores they're closing coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Looking for the perfect kitchen, bath, or flooring? At Home Outlet, we don't just promise the guaranteed lowest price, we back it up.
Yeah, but how low are we talking?
We'll beat any competitor's price by 10%.
That's wow. But okay, what makes your store better?
Funny you should ask. We're 100% employee owned. Everyone here has a stake in making your home projects affordable and stress-free.
So I'm getting expert advice, unbeatable prices, and I'm supporting employees who actually care?
Exactly. Why shop anywhere else? Home Outlet, kitchens, baths, floors, and more at the guaranteed lowest price. Visit us at homeoutlet.com today.
Did you know that with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, home buyers can choose their location, floor plans, and even certain home features? It's true. With an affordable mortgage, you can build the home of your dreams, tailored to your needs and preferences, all depending on availability and qualifications. Don't wait. Start your journey to home ownership with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity today. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org to learn more and apply today.
Hey, Andy McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thursday afternoon, thanks a lot for having us on today. We appreciate this. Austin, let me ask you something. When President Trump said he wanted to buy Greenland, did you take him serious?
No.
Well, let me tell you something. The Senate Commerce Committee is now considering the possibility of buying the Arctic island nation of Greenland. Jessica Rosenthal has the story.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz said the possibility of buying Greenland should be taken seriously.
Greenland sits directly on the shortest flight path for intercontinental ballistic missiles traveling from Russia or the Middle East to the United States.
At a Senate committee hearing, Washington Democratic Senator and ranking member Maria Cantwell said the U.S. doesn't necessarily need to buy Greenland, noting the many agreements we already have with them.
These agreements are in place that authorize dual-use investments, new port infrastructure, fiber optic cable, radar, and power plants.
One witness with the American Foreign Policy Council testified the U.S. should offer more defense capabilities to the island just to keep China and Russia away. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Yeah, listen, you want to help Greenland out. I don't think anybody has beef with them being an ally of ours. But this whole thing about buying it, no. No one wants to be claimed as another nation's. If there's anything that could imply that, people just aren't going to react well to it, nor should they. 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, still have some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road, and got some backups bleeding onto Pine Forest Road itself. So be on the lookout for where those two roads meet, period. The only other major spot that's not one of our usual big hitters is Highway 90 traveling westbound passing the Walmart Supercenter area. As for the weather, 64 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow, not going to be too much warmer, quote-unquote, than today was. Cloudy day, high of 66, low of 60.
Okay, FDOT is also reporting today drivers will encounter traffic disruptions along 9th Avenue from Creighton Road north to Olive Road. Scenic Highway south of the 10 Freeway to Front 10 Freeway to Hyde Park Road. Gregory Street from North Palafox to east of 14th. In Santa Rosa County, Highway 90 from west of Avalon to east of Stewart Street, and in Gulf Breeze, the road widening project on Highway 98 east from Bayshore Drive to Portside Drive continues this week. Exciting day up in Washington. Today marks Tulsi Gabbard's first official day as the nation's director of national intelligence. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
Moments after her swearing-in Wednesday, DNI Gabbard said her new job will be tough.
The American people have very little trust in the intelligence community.
The 52-48 vote to confirm her showed Senate Democrats had little trust in her to lead 18 agencies. Every Democrat and one Republican, Kentucky's Mitch McConnell, voted no. President Trump said Gabbard will also oversee
urgently needed reforms to the U.S. intelligence community to protect the rights and the civil liberties of all Americans.
The position was created after intelligence failures were exposed by the attacks on 9/11. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Denny's is closing about 30 more restaurants than it previously announced. This comes after the diner chain announced last year it was closing 150 locations as part of its plans to jumpstart growth. In an earnings call this week, Denny's revealed it closed 88 locations last year and will shutter between 70 and 90 in 2025. A list of locations was not revealed.
Okay, Apple wants your help with more of its health research they're conducting. Eben Brown has more on the story.
Apple's quest to build personal tech with health management in mind goes back to company founder Steve Jobs' own battle with cancer. Now Apple is launching a comprehensive health study integrating data its devices collect, not just iPhones, but also AirPods and Apple Watches. The study aims to learn how, according to Apple's announcement, things like sleep can affect your mental health or how your exercise patterns can affect your vital signs at rest. Apple is partnering with Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston to conduct the study. Those looking to participate can do so via the research app in iOS. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Hey, Chris, you remember how just a week or two ago we were talking about Kanye West and his wife, Bianca Censori?
Yes, we. You mean that was the one who was naked?
Yes, okay. Bianca was, yes.
No, not Kanye. No, Kanye was naked.
Well, Kanye West has reportedly split from her.
No.
TMZ reports that the couple has contacted divorce lawyers. This comes after a controversial red carpet appearance that we were just talking about where she revealed a fully transparent dress when she took off her fur jacket. Since the Grammys, though, West has been busy on X, going on anti-Semitic rants and declaring himself as a Nazi.
Yeah, what's up with this guy?
I don't think he's mentally well.
You know, I don't think that she was really into that because I did go back and see the footage of her appearance
right.
on stage. She didn't look like she was comfortable with that at all.
Some people think he probably like had her do it.
Yeah,
I don't think it was her idea. He's just weird.
Okay, hey, plenty of Americans going to show loved ones their appreciation tomorrow. It's Valentine's Day. Consumers will spend $27.5 billion overall this year. Just a drop in the bucket. This equates, by the way, to an average of $188.81 per person. That record, by the way, the total marks a roughly $1.7 billion increase from the prior year. So I hope everybody's got their Valentine's Day all secured and ready to go. Got mine. Hey, coming up in a few minutes. Hold on.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.